This is Leo Baybue for KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org, online. I have in the very warm studio with me this Tuesday afternoon, Barbara Budd from the Superior Hiking Trail Association. Welcome to our humble quarters, Barbara. You are here on a mission to share with people an opportunity to make a difference in our great North Shore hiking trail.
Yes, we have a new project going on at Bean and Bear Lakes, which is one of the most popular destinations along the North Shore on the Superior Hiking Trail. And we need over 100 more volunteers yet to make this project happen. The project's going to happen between June 15th and 26th. And we have signups for it on our website. So you can go to superiorhiking.org/volunteer and find a registration link so that you can sign up to help. It is a fabulous project. We're going to try and make this muddy trail, get it up out of the mud, make it more sustainable so that the trail can handle the amount of traffic that it gets and also be more pleasant to walk on.
So if we could speak to the fact that this is a very popular destination hike. Some people just do it as an out and back loop, I think, from Silver Bay. And of course, so many others who are through hikers or weekend backpackers are coming through that area. And it's quite popular because you've got two scenic lakes in a short distance outside of one of the major towns on the North Shore.
Yes, indeed. That is, it's just an amazing piece of landscape out there, and folks love it both for the day hikes and also the through hikers. It's a great, they love going through that area, love to sit and look over the lakes as they're going through.
So Barbara, tell us a little bit about your journey to be here doing your position, and what I assume that you are the volunteer coordinator for the Superior Hiking Trail Association.
I am.
And kind of new to the job. You want to tell us a little bit about your journey to here, where
Sure.
from, and what you've been doing before you got here?
Sure. This is the first time that the Superior Hiking Trail has had someone dedicated to a volunteer coordinator position. So I'm the volunteer and education coordinator.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. And I started in January, and I grew up in Minnesota, but I came here most recently from Washington State, where I worked for Washington Trails Association, where I did a lot of work both on trail, doing trail maintenance, leading volunteers in doing trail maintenance, and also organizing the logistics of those trail maintenance events. And I do less out in the field these days. I do more behind a desk, making sure that volunteers can get out and that our projects can get staffed.
So you're pointing all of the volunteers needed in the direction of the person who will be, I don't know what the vernacular is, trail boss.
Crew lead.
Crew lead. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have somebody who's in charge of planning and carrying out the actual building of this project. You're getting them the volunteers, and the person in charge of that is whom?
Tim Malzahn is the project lead.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then he is working closely with our trail operations director, Tamer Ibrahim. Tamer is the trail operations director for Superior Hiking Trail. And Tim Malzahn is coming in. His organization is called Trail Eyes, and he's going to lead the project and make sure that the volunteers find out what they need to know to do this. So he trains volunteers when they come out. So our volunteers don't need any experience. They just need to be able to do the workday from 8 to 4:30. So if they can do that workday from 8 to 4:30, they can come with having never done anything on trail before. Tim will teach, Tim and our volunteer crew leads will teach them everything they need to know. They'll provide all the tools. And at the end of the day, we have a former trail volunteer who is now going to come out and cook dinner for the crew.
Oh my, that's something nice to look forward to. And so people will be eating a communal meal at the end of their work day. You're not looking for people with any particular experience or even, you know, of physical abilities. There's not an audition per se.
Right. I mean, you do have to be able to hike to the site. You also have to be able to work at your pace for the whole day.
Yep.
So this is not the kind of event where you can come work half a day and leave.
Yes.
We do want folks to sign up for the whole day. But you can be of a wide variety of physical abilities as long as you can get to the site and work at your pace, taking as many breaks as you need during the day to work that full day. So we want everybody to come out and learn, have those light bulbs go on. That's my favorite thing, when volunteers come out and find out exactly what it's like to maintain a hiking trail.
Right.
When I've taught folks how to do that and watch those light bulbs go on, it is one of the best things that I see in my job, because folks are like, well, that's really cool. So come on out. Tim is a great teacher as well as a great crew lead. He will be able to explain everything that needs to be done.
I'm speaking today with Barbara Budd from the Superior Hiking Trail Association about this opportunity that's happening between June 15th and June 26th, just outside Silver Bay. I thought I read that it might be up to a 3-mile hike to the actual place of work from the trailhead.
Yes, it could be up to a 3-mile hike, but we do believe that we've got a kind of a shortcut that we can take.
Okay.
We'll carpool some folks in, and then so it might not be quite that long of a hike.
Okay.
So hopefully it's not a 3-mile hike in, and that would be, that hike is included in that 8 to 4:30 time. So.
Right. And this, of course, though, is rain or shine.
It is rain or shine.
Bugs or no bugs.
Bugs or no bugs. So bring your rain gear, bring your head net. Spray your clothes, do what you need.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be a very fulfilling day each day, and you'll go home feeling that you've accomplished something. Now, some people might, we are heard online, Barbara, so people might be coming a ways. Are there opportunities for people to stay nearby, whether camping, if they're looking for more economical accommodations or lodging opportunities?
We are actually offering free car camping for everyone who's involved in the project. So if you sign up to be a part of the project, you can camp for free at the camping location that we've arranged. And so when you sign up, we'll send you that information. It's not a public campground. So
got it. But you've made an arrangement, which is legit.
It is very legit.
I don't have to tell people that we found some land that the owner isn't occupying.
This is very legit.
That's all I wanted to know. And is this the treadway that you're building for the reroute? This is all on easily accessed for the easement on public land, per se. I'm just wondering, could to do a reroute, sometimes there might be a lot of legal concerns about, you know, getting new ownership agreements.
Right. This reroute is all in Teta Gooch State Park.
Great.
So it's all within the park. It's all been approved by the park. And we've gone through all of the processes that we need to make sure that this is a good route and fits all the legal pieces that we need.
It just strikes me that people could realize that, especially somebody who might be on the younger end of the spectrum, might realize that this is work that could be serving people for decades or generations to come.
Indeed, indeed.
A pretty neat legacy to leave.
Yes, and I'm one of my favorite stories about a trail crew that I led years ago was that I had a couple come out working with me, and the guy was working on the trail, and the gal came and asked me a question, and we went and walked by him working on the trail, and he looked up and he said, "Honey, this is my 4 feet of the trail." And he took such pride in that, and I just love that story. And that is how people feel when they get out there and they're constructing trail. That's their 4 feet or 10 feet or 100 feet of trail. It's great to take some ownership of what is a pretty amazing thing in our backyard here.
So there's nothing to stop somebody who might be passionate about trails from taking, not many of us take public service vacations, but this could be an opportunity for somebody to be out there and see it through even. And you wouldn't discourage that.
I would not. I would like to say that if you sign up for more than 5 or 6 days, no, you're going to be very, very tired.
Yes.
But I've led groups that go for 5 or 6 days at a time. And certainly if somebody wants to sign up for 5 or 6 days, we welcome that because your skill gains over time.
Right.
And so you become more valuable the more days you're out there. That does not undervalue the people who can just come out for 1 day. We need that energy also from those folks to come out.
Reinforcements.
Reinforcements.
So to speak.
Come out. You've only been here 1 day. You still have lots of energy. So both kinds of volunteers are fabulous to have, those 1 or 2 day folks and those 5, 6, 7 day folks. I do have a couple of people signed up for the whole thing. I think they're going to be really tired at the end of 12 days.
Yeah, because there's no weekend plan in this.
That's
because
correct.
You're working straight through the weekends, probably expecting to get some of the best work done those days. So those folks It may just have to take, they may just have to
take a day.
Take a day, and hopefully you'll get a sub for them.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
They may have underestimated.
That's right. That's right.
And because we can't say how warm or cool it's going to be, how
that's
wet
right.
or dry, and that can all take a toll too.
Yeah.
So what if somebody says, this is so doggone exciting, but I am completely out of vacation days to use in June.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help the Superior Hiking Trail Association with something else this year? What about those folks?
Oh, yes. We have four other projects happening this summer, and they're all listed on superiorhiking.org/volunteer. So just go to that page, and you can see all of the projects that we've got listed all summer long. There are also some day work events in the Duluth area, and those will be posted kind of on a weekly basis. And those are kind of one-day events, usually. And then there are some, the longer projects, there are some in July, August, and September.
And if we have people who always have extra questions, will they be on the site led to a phone number that would get them in touch with you? Or would it be with a crew lead? Or who would they wind up talking to, usually?
Yeah, if they have a question, they can certainly call the Superior Hiking Trail office, which the phone number is on the website. But and then go through the phone tree to my answering machine.
Yes, to Barbara Budd's answering machine.
That's right.
And then you're accountable then.
That's okay. It. But the most easy way to reach me and the most reliable way to reach me is volunteer@superiorhiking.org.
Perfect. And Barbara, we haven't had anybody from the Superior Hiking Trail Association in the past year, and we've had some movement of the Hiking Trail Association across town in Two Harbors. Can you remind people where you're offices are at and what's there? What's even open to the public?
Sure. Our offices moved to 618 First Avenue just a couple of years ago, and that is where we largely gather our work together. But we also have a trail store there. So the trail store is there and open. It's open on Thursdays and Fridays, and then the first Saturday of the month through the end of September.
Great.
Yeah.
If somebody's passing through and would love to make some, FaceTime, maybe say hello, you might be around.
Oh, yeah. I'm usually in the office Thursdays and Fridays. Not all Thursdays and Fridays, but often.
Okay.
And since the trail store is open, it's easy to walk in and say, hey, I want to talk to Barbara. Or I want to volunteer.
Probably music to your ears from the back room.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I actually hear that, and I come out into the store, and I'm like, did you say you want to volunteer?
Have we got a deal for you?
Yeah.
So, Barbara, is the reroute at Bean and Bear Lake the biggest of the projects this year? With 150 volunteers needed, it seems like this is a pretty dramatic one.
Well, that 150 that I'm talking about is just what we still need. We have about 50 volunteers signed up. So really, this is a big one.
Grand total of 200 for the project.
Right.
Wow.
We have another project in September, and that one will also be needing a lot of volunteers, and that's at Mystery Mountain. So the other projects this summer, the other three projects are smaller crews. They're like 8-person, 10-person crews, and they're for shorter periods of time, like 4 to 5 days.
There aren't necessarily any bridge replacements this year?
Spruce Creek Bridge replacement is happening. That's in, I think, August.
Because I thought, depending upon the width of the stream you're crossing, that can be quite an ordeal.
Yeah. Yep. So Spruce Creek Bridge is being replaced this summer in August. Again, those are small crews. So if bridge replacement is what you want to do, make sure you sign up. Watch the website regularly because these are rolling signups.
Okay.
So they come out about 6 weeks before the project starts.
It struck me that it might be good for people to know which days of the week. Is it usually the weekends that you most easily pick up people, or are those sometimes lacking in people signing up? If people wanted to know where they might help bolster your numbers the best.
Actually, they can go, if they go to click on the register here button, they can scroll down through all of our projects and they can see how many spots are open on any day. So if you see a spot that needs 15 people, you know that we really need help that day.
You signing up there is easing the burden on you to fill those slots. That's great.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Barbara. How are you liking the job so far? You haven't had a chance to be out on the trail all that much since the winter, I assume.
No, yeah, I'm really enjoying. One of the things I like best about working with trail volunteers is how passionate they are and how dedicated they are to doing what they do. And I have really enjoyed getting to know the volunteers at the Superior Hiking Trail. But I have also had enough time now to get out on little sections to just remind me how gorgeous the North Shore is. And I'm so glad to be back here. Thank you, Leo.
We're really glad to have you. Thanks, Barbara, for joining us today. And we'll see you on the trail, I hope.
Thanks. Happy trails.
Thank you. Bye now. Barbara Budd from the Superior Hiking Trail Association. This is Leo for KTWH.